thing. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. We're the only show on radio that matters, believe me. You talk about action strategies for real estate investing and news and markets and all this stuff. It's fantastic. And more importantly, it's the power play with my good friend and CEO of Own America, Greg Rand. Greg, welcome back.
What's up, Avi? How are you? Now, were you good. Channeling the president when you said, believe me?
Believe me. Believe you me, good sir.
Believe me.
Believe me that this is the best show on radio.
There's no other
ever.
Show.
There's no other radio show ever, sir. Nothing else exists but the sound of my voice in sine and cosine waves going through your ear canals. All righty. That's a little too mathematical, everybody. Going back to eighth grade trig. There's lots been happening lately. And I know you've been getting a lot of questions about the election night. I got a lot of questions about the election night. One of my buddies texted me. He's like, oh, man, the housing market's going to get upturned because of what's going on. I'm like, really? So let me ask you the question, how is the election going to impact the housing market?
Let's say it together because in preparation for the segment we did, so let's on the count of three, let's say what the impact of the election is going to be on the housing market. Ready? One, two, three.
Nothing.
Yeah. It was funny. I got asked leading up to it, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen in the housing market? And it's like, I understand the stock market might plummet 600 points or go the other way, which it did. But the housing market's going to wake up in the morning and do what it was going to do anyway. I mean, it's just, this is such a gradual thing. People have such a hard time, particularly in media, understanding that the pace of the housing market is glacial. And the things that drive the housing market are like population trends and migration, the kind of things that don't happen overnight. And you can panic all you want at 2 o'clock in the morning. If you own stocks, you can sell them all. Before the sun comes up, but in housing, you can't do any of those things, you know, so it has a way of sort of tamping down on the volatility. So that's the first point, is that nothing moves quickly. And so that's a good thing if you're using this thing to try to make a quick score, then maybe this is not as exciting to you. But if you're using it as a way, it being investing in housing, if you're using that as a vehicle to like achieve long-term financial independence, et cetera, well, then you love the fact that it seems to fend off, you know, gusts of wind that would otherwise blow the stock market one direction or the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely think for those investors that are looking at day trading, they're going to constantly freak out. But like you said, the housing market, you don't day trade like that. It just doesn't happen. Period.
It doesn't happen quickly, yeah.
Yeah, like not even if you're buying and selling real estate notes or mortgage notes and first and second trust deeds. Like, it still doesn't happen. It takes 6 months. So, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to cut you off.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's be honest. The housing market, it doesn't react the way that the stock market does. So everybody just needs to stop freaking out about it and just keep buying real estate that makes sense. And just keep in mind that you make your money when you buy.
Yeah, and accumulation, you know, the thing. So the question, in addition to the election impacting housing. It was, well, if it goes one way, what could happen? If it goes the other way, what could happen? So that's a reasonable question. And I think the outcome was actually just about right, because what's important, I feel like, is that right now that you don't have to love or hate or admit one way or the other who's in the White House right now, okay? Actually, love and hate, it should be neither, okay? Like or dislike is right. Actually as heated up as anybody should ever get on these things. But there's no question that it's a pro-business government, right? There's no question. Now, you might think it's pro-business and all the fat cats are getting the spoils. Fine, separate question. It is definitely pro-business. Lots of deregulation. You could argue it's a bad idea. Whatever. I'm not arguing anything. I'm just saying what is. What is that companies are getting massive tax cuts, and businesses are getting deregulated, and it's getting better for businesses. And that does have an impact. Anybody who wants to deny that it has an impact on hiring is, you know, ignoring what's right before their eyes and total common sense. Mm-hmm. So anyway, long story short is that when you go heavy pro-business, what you get is a robust job market. What you get is improved confidence because of that. Mm-hmm. Companies are growing. Companies have lots of free cash to invest because of the tax cut. All those things wind up helping to create an optimism, and the housing market thrives on one thing more than anything else, and that is optimism. Because the driver of home values is not the investor. The driver of home values is the home buyer, the owner-occupied home buyer. That's still what creates upward pressure on prices in the housing market. So if people are feeling good, if they're confident about their job, if they're having a family and they're making plans, buying real estate is what they do to live in, and that winds up elevating the entire harbor, so to speak, for everybody who owns real estate in pretty much anywhere in the country. So what happens on election day is basically nothing's going to change. Mm. Things that might have come aren't going to come because the Congress is not going to cooperate with the president. Anything the Congress tries to do, the president's going to veto. Anything the president tries to do, the Congress is going to fight him on, and like whatever. I'm actually happy with what we have right now. The less tampering from Washington, the better, in my opinion, at this point, because we've gotten a big heaping portion of positive stuff of all kinds for upward trajectory. Like, the biggest concern I have is that things overheat, right? That's like the biggest worry. And so I kind of like the idea that the rates are going up. I like the idea that housing prices, the level of the appreciation is slowing down. All that's good, because all we want as real estate investors is normal times. That's all we care about, right? Just everything being normal, nothing right. too volatile, nobody doing any stupid stuff in
normal
Washington.
Normal is a good keyword.
Like,
yeah, normal is a great keyword. I just want slow and steady, bro. Right? Give me slow and steady.
Yeah, that's the thing that people, you know, the more... One of my favorite things about my job is that we ownamerica.com is a portal for real estate investors that is all about analyzing properties and acquiring properties and tracking the value of the properties you already own, but also being able to see them in vivid color. So you put the properties you own in your private portfolio, charts and graphs and maps and projections and calculators, all that stuff for free. Now, we built all that for Wall Street. And then we had the big idea to make it available to Main Street, right? So that's what's fun about it, because everyday people are getting the kind of things that Wall Street didn't have 10 years ago that was invented for Wall Street this last few years as they piled into the housing market. We took all that stuff, because we were in the middle of all that, made it available to the masses, and now literally everyday landlords have the access to the same cutting-edge stuff that nobody had 10 years ago. And it illuminates what is true. And what's true about investing in housing is really, really strong. It's really strong. It generates an income without breaking a sweat. You can buy a house at market value, so you don't have to find a deal. You don't have to find a little lady who's going to give you their house for cheap, not knowing any better. You don't have to find a bank foreclosure. You don't have to find a dilapidated piece of junk. All those things might be profitable, but you can just go buy a house for asking price, rent it out for what it's worth renting out for, and generate 5, 6%. 4%, 7%, depending on where, in yield, right? And you know, that's just the profit you make on the rent. So you put $100,000 down and you're making $4,000 or $5,000, $6,000 a year in income without having to wake up in the morning. Or hopefully you wake up in the morning, without having to do anything after you wake up in the morning. It's just automatic. And that same property is going to go up in value 2, 3, 4, 5% every year. And if you can park the asset there, everything just it just plays out that way. And the combination of those two things is what people are now seeing more clearly because of tools like ours and others that are out there that are just basically turning the light on in a dark room and showing people the power of this particular form of real estate, the single family house.
Yeah, we got to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about opportunity zones, potentially talk about what's going on in Denver, and we have a couple of listener questions that we'll answer throughout the show as well. So, got to go to break. Check out Greg's site and his company at ownamerica.com. Have questions for me, you can head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask a question. That's really what I want you to do here. Greg and I need your questions so we can sleep well at night knowing that we have questions to answer right here on Think Realty Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
This is Tammy, the Lady Boss of Real Estate, inviting you to join our contrarian movement of revolutionizing, promoting, and supporting the extraordinary women of real estate. We are disrupting the status quo, setting new standards while standing for transformational change of all women. Lady Boss Real Estate embodies the entrepreneurial spirit, supports diverse roles, empowers the advancement, freedom, and self-sufficiency of all women through real-world, real-life real estate while having fun doing deals in heels. Join us at LadyBossRealEstate.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone
or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi Golhar, your host for this hour of radio. And Greg Rand for a little special segment. Not segment anymore. It's called the entire show, The Power Play for Think Realty Radio. You know, from time to time, we like to talk about ideas and different things. And before the break, we were talking about how the election is going to impact the housing market. And Greg and I had one word to say about that. And that word was no. It's not going to impact it at all. It's not what it did yesterday. It's going to keep doing the same thing today. And that's the thing about real estate. It just takes its time. It's not going to react the way the stock market reacts. And you know what? Quite frankly, I like that kind of stability, level-headedness that the housing market has. Unless, of course, you have a lot of predatory lending and weird borrowers, but we're not even there yet. Greg, let's talk about opportunity zones. That's a very interesting topic, considering the tax breaks and things. Give us a little background on why opportunity zones exist, how they came into being, and what type of benefits they provide investors.
Sure. Yeah, it's a really interesting thing. So part of the tax law that came into being a year ago included a lot, right? And one of the things it included was this opportunity zone legislation that or regulation that allowed people to do the following. But before I start with that, it's a zone. It's a geographic area. The governors of all 50 states were given the option of selecting a certain number of census tracts in their think of those as like a zip code. It's just it's a piece of the territory they govern, and to designate them as opportunity zones, which basically says this: if certain things happen within the borders of these territories, those people are going to get tax breaks, and they heap them on very heavily. Although there are still some question marks about what the opportunity zones are actually allowing. The accountants and lawyers that I've spoken to, and I've spoken to a number of them on this, there's a couple of gaps that mean that I can't be as definitive about what it all means. Maybe for the next month or two, when that information comes out, we'll make sure that your listeners here are the first ones to know. But here's the gist of it. Capital gains tax, roughly 20% of whatever you make in a capital gain, whether it's you buy a piece of property, you buy an asset, you buy a business, you own a business and operate a business, the profit you make on that, let's call it a business, profit you make on that business over time, is taxed as ordinary income, but the value of the business. So if you put $1 million in to start a company and then it's worth $10 million 25 years later, you've got a major capital gain and you have to pay, you know, roughly 20% away. So somebody who has $1 million capital gain from selling a business is going to spend $200,000 roughly on capital gains taxes. There's a lot of variables that go into that, but round numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if it was real estate you were selling, you could do something called a 1031 exchange, which is take that $1 million in profit. If you're selling real estate and you buy other real estate, and there are some rules that apply of how long you have to do that and how you have to file it, but basically you could take the whole $1 million, reinvest it in real estate, and you don't pay any capital gains at all. And so you literally are able to keep $200,000 of your gains and kind of roll it forward, right? And let it continue to snowball. That's been around for a long time. What the opportunity zones say now, though, is that you can use capital gains that you've achieved and earned from anything, not just real estate to real estate, but if you take a capital gain from the sale of a business, you can then invest those gains into something in the opportunity zone. And that something is what's still a question mark. But what we're hoping it's all going to wind up meaning is you can buy real estate investments inside the opportunity zones, and you can roll your entire capital gain into those pieces of real estate. And what happens, you defer the capital gain tax. So you pay no tax. So you sell something and then roll it into real estate. And then all the gains that you make on the real estate you bought. So I take the $1 million, I have a $200,000 capital gain, but I'm not going to pay that because I'm going to buy $1 million worth of real estate. that $1 million worth of real estate becomes $2 million worth of real estate over 10 years, I don't pay capital gains on the extra $1 million of gains. So I deferred my original capital gains on the 200 grand that I pay taxes on it later, but I don't accrue any capital gains tax on what happens inside the opportunity zone. That's what makes this a monster, because for somebody who's selling a business and gets that $1 million from the sale of a business and has to pay that capital gain, what they were going to do with that money probably is put it into long-term investments to retire on.
That's right.
That's what folks do when they sell businesses, especially when they're exiting the workforce and selling a business. And what they're going to do with that, they put it in stocks, they put it in mutual funds, they put it in annuities, they put it in real estate. This is going to tell people, look, put all of it in real estate. And the reason I'm hoping it winds up applying well to single family homes is precisely because if you can go and take that $1 million and buy 6 or 7 single family rental homes in an opportunity zone, okay, you're going to do great. You're going to make that 7% yield. So you got an income. So that $1 million is going to pay you a 7% yield. So you're going to make 70 grand a year in income without having to do any work for it. And that $1 million is then going to grow, hopefully, to 2 million over the next 10 years, maybe 1.5 million. But the point is you're getting it in both ways. You're getting income and you're getting capital appreciation. And if you can start off with 20% of your capital gain being deferred and none of your capital gains accruing to a tax bill at the end, it was already the best investment on the planet, but meaning rental housing. But now you put that rental housing in an opportunity zone and it becomes ridiculous. The ROIs on these investments, while at the same time being incredibly stable and secure, there's nothing else like it. It's unbelievable.
So when you're looking at opportunity zones, generally you're looking at areas that have not been developed yet. How are those stable and secure? Aren't those more higher risk?
Well, it depends. If we're talking about a lot of the opportunity zones are residential areas. They have some commercial. They have a lot of residential. And so the reason why I'm hedging on whether it applies to single family is there was some vaguely written things in there that indicated you have to do a very large amount of improvement to the property in order to have it qualify. But it's not specific. And so if it turns out that you don't, if it turns out you can buy a single family home, keep it as a rental or turn it into a rental, it's not a risky thing to buy a single family home in an opportunity zone neighborhood. Yes, they sometimes are higher crime. They're by definition lower income areas. Okay, so they are a little bit tougher by some of those crime stat measurements. Okay, but the mitigation of walking in with your capital gain being saved means that whatever risk you take financially by having to maybe replace a tenant more often than you want, maybe to have more maintenance to deal with, all those things are easily handled by the fact that lower price real estate automatically winds up being higher yield because just the way it is. The rents don't go as low as the prices, and so the yield is high. But then you get the benefit of being able to get the capital gains deferment and the no gain on the capital gain. Mm-hmm. That I'm happy to take the additional risk of being in a higher crime neighborhood in order to have the benefit of being able to. I mean, I'm going to buy nothing but property and opportunity zones. I'll put it that way. I won't spend another dollar on anything but opportunity zone property if I'm using capital that I'm pulling out of other places. And I have some of that. I've got business interests that if I pull money out of those business interests, now would be a very good time to do that. But I don't feel like paying the capital gain. I would roll money from business interests into opportunity zone real estate. But I got to wait until I find out that last little factoid about some of the details in the plan. But I'm going to raise the alarm when the time comes. Because a lot of your listeners are going to be in that situation where it's going to make a profound difference to how much money they have at the end of this chain of events if they take advantage of this thing.
So I have a couple more questions for you about opportunity zones, but we have to go to break. And I'd like to maybe summarize what you just said, or maybe have you summarize what you just said in 3 or 4 bullet points so that our listeners can understand the depth of this and how amazing of a tool this is. And keep in mind, 1031 used to be like this, but then 1031 exchange got really strict on real estate to real estate, and you still have your 45-day
right.
window. So I feel 1031 exchange is going to go away, and opportunity zones will replace it in a tremendous way. So a summary of the opportunity zones when we come back, and a couple of listener questions that you can't miss. Check it out. It's happening right here on Think Realty Radio. Got questions for Greg? Check him out. America.com. Questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com. See you in a second.
You're in a real estate of mind with Avi Golhar and the Think Realty Radio Show. Keep listening for strategies and insights from Avi, and visit thinkrealtyradio.com for resources and tools designed to help savvy real estate investors like you optimize ROI.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We are back.
So before the break, we were talking about opportunity zones with my good friend Greg Rand on the Power Play right here on Think Realty Radio. And it was a little bit of a lengthy discussion, which is really good. I mean, you need to know all the details of what opportunity zones are and how they can impact your tax liability in the future. But Greg, if you could do me a huge favor and bullet point exactly what I need to know so I can be super dangerous with opportunity zones, that'd be awesome.
I'd be happy to. And for your listeners, you know, I know that they know you sound like a really nice guy, but they don't know you for real. Everybody always wonders, are they as nice as they seem? That was Abhi's way, nice way of saying, Greg, you nerded out on us last segment with this opportunity zone stuff, and we need you to break it down and get it done maybe like not in 2 hours, but maybe in 1 minute. So
there you go.
Thank you for the kind delivery of Greg. Snap it up and stop being a nerd. So real simply, okay, the tax law says that you can sell any asset, okay, a business, a Rembrandt painting, real estate, of course, but any asset sale, you can reinvest the money that you gain from that sale into businesses or property in opportunity zones, okay, those geographic areas that are low income and are looking to get a boost. So the tax benefit is that you're not going to pay any capital gains. So you made money and you're going to be able to roll all the money that you gained from whatever you sold into investments in the opportunity zone. The capital gain that you just sheltered, you're not going to have to worry about paying the capital gain until you either sell it early or you hang on to it for 10 years. So you're basically taking the money out of asset A, parking it at asset B, which is an opportunity zone investment. You don't pay the tax, but you get the benefit of the growth of that. So now your money goes into the new investment, and that investment becomes more valuable, and that gain is protected from capital gains.
Got it. So the gain, So the gain that I had initially, I'm still paying taxes on, but the gain of the business or the gain of the real estate that I'm investing in over that time period, that's tax-free.
You're not. Yeah. And so
amazing.
I put an asterisk on all this because I'm not a tax advisor. I've got them. I've really dug into this thing deep. And so I know where there's some vagaries on it, but the part that I just told you is pretty impossible to misinterpret. Okay, it's pretty straightforward. So your gain that you're protecting from a previous investment, you pay that tax later, and actually that tax actually gets reduced. You get what's called a step up in basis along the way. Again, stay out of the weeds, Greg. But the idea that your investment, whatever you put, you're starting off with more money to work with, and when you put it into the opportunity zone investment, you're protected from the gains that investment makes for a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. Investments can make really substantial gains. So it's like compounding on steroids, right? You're taking an investment, sheltering it, and then all of that money gets protected for a decade. It's a sea change. What I love about it even more than anything else is the fact that if it turns out to be everything that I hope it is when the last guidance comes through in the next month or so, it's going to funnel an outrageously huge amount of capital is going to get funneling into these low-income neighborhoods. You're going to see improvements to the infrastructure in these neighborhoods like you can't believe. Like, there's nothing better than attaching a strategy to human greed, right? If you can get people
Hey, it's a good point. It's a very good point.
This is so good. Like, it's so good. It's obnoxiously good. And so it absolutely positively will cause a huge amount of investment in these opportunity zones. There's going to be so many jealous mayors who did not get designated as opportunity zones because their neighbors, the mayor in the neighboring town, did get that bonus. And basically under that mayor's watch, there's going to be massive positive change, massive opportunity. For example, if you decide instead of buying real estate to invest in a business that's in the opportunity zone, well, guess what you have to do for your business? You got to hire people. All right. And so the proximity of the business being in the opportunity zone, creating jobs inside of the opportunity zone, because the business realized that if I locate my business over here, these are the economics of that decision. If I locate it over here in the opportunity zone, these are the economics. They are so much better. And then you just created dozens, if not hundreds, of jobs in small zip code size neighborhoods in real estate, you know, commercial real estate that might have been vacant. It might have been just not a very good use of the property at all. All of a sudden now it's a vibrant, it's just going to be exciting as can be. And it's one of those things where one simple change that attracts investment capital into a place and puts some rules around it, but lets it flow, It's just, I think, it's the coolest thing to know how to play the American way in a way that solves problems that impact people's lives in a really positive way, both the investors, but more importantly, the folks in those neighborhoods.
You don't think this is going to be the next gold rush, do you?
You know what? If it's – that's why I tilt everything I do. If I'm hoping they make it really attractive for real estate, because if you're buying real estate, it's not a problem. I mean, you can – you're talking about elevating the value of the real estate in these areas automatically just by increasing demand. Like, aside from the businesses opening up in the town, when you get a whole bunch of fresh demand piling into an area, they drive the prices up. So everybody wins. And they can drive the prices up without driving the rents up, because they're getting such a gift in the tax break that it's not like the town's being gentrified and a bunch of low-income families are being pushed out for a bunch of hipsters to come in. It's not that. It's money coming in that's already getting the gift of tax-free, essentially, on the way in, so you don't have to make big improvements to the property. And that's why I'm hoping they don't make you do it. Because if the government forces you to make big improvements, what you're going to do after you make the improvements is you're going to move a higher dollar tenant into the property, which
that's
defeats
exactly
the whole
right.
purpose.
That's exactly right. So we should have guidance on that probably in the next couple of weeks, I'm assuming you mentioned.
By year's end, they're promising it.
Awesome. Let's get to some listener questions. I'm excited to connect about those, too. Our first one comes from Kyle from California. Finding deal flow, Greg, has been a challenge. There are tons of, quote, deals, end quote, out there, but none of which pencil out. Over the past few months, I've heard several people say it's taking them 100 deals to get to one. I'm now hearing it's taking some people up to 250 deals until they find the right deal. What can I do to find more deals?
Change your expectations. Lower them. Kyle's in California. Okay, California's real estate prices have gone so strong for so many years in a row now that, number one, all the distressed property that existed, like the business plan of I need to find a great deal, my investments aren't penciling out, is like trying to apply a 2012 business plan in 2018. You're not going to find it in California. So you got two choices. Either change your expectations in California, extend your worldview on this to be 10, 20, 30 years, use it as empire building as opposed to short-term economics, or relocate your investment plan to a different market that hasn't had a six-year, seven-year run of appreciation. Take a little bit more of a risk, go into some other markets outside of California where you may not find as much distress, but at least you can catch the market on its way up before, you know, you want to catch it on the beginning of a steep upward run as opposed to at the end.
I agree about the California sentiment. I also agree about lowering your expectations. So does this mean that if I'm acquiring that, and just a quick 10 seconds on this, if I'm acquiring, should I be buying at a higher price point? Or a higher percentage of fair market value?
If you want to buy property in 2018, you're going to have to offer something close to what it's worth. There aren't that many desperate or ignorant people as to the value of their property, that is. Mm. I think the business plan for real estate investing is not about short-term gain. It's about long-term gain. It's about long-term financial independence and wealth. So it's like people are applying a day trading mentality to real estate. It doesn't work.
That's right. You got to change that and know that it's a long-term game. So jump more in line with the price trends in your neighborhood. And I mean, California, y'all need to look at like the Midwest and the Southeast to invest, first of all. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Think Realty Nation, got to go to break. Have questions for Greg and his team, visit ownamerica.com. Have questions for me, thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask questions. We will answer them right here on Think Realty Radio. More listener questions when we come back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
In today's changing real estate industry, the most successful investors combine the best real estate techniques with the best note techniques. Hello, I'm Kevin Shortell, and I provide real solutions to note investors. I've helped many investors, such as Equity First Funding, Bright Path Notes, and the Note Pro team, build and grow, and I can help you too. I offer personal consulting to three-day trainings. To learn more, go to kevinshortell.com. That's KevinShortell.com, and join my mailing list. And also, listen to the Kevin Shortell podcast on iTunes.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We're back here on the Power Play for Think Realty Radio. Guest hosted by my good friend, Greg Rand, CEO of Own America. The last couple of segments, we've talked a little bit about the election night. We've talked about opportunity zones, and also a listener question. Kyle from California has been having some trouble finding deals. And Greg, when you're looking at property, what's the avatar of the property you're looking for? Is it generally a two-bedroom, one-bath, 200 square feet, or is it more in line with a three-bedroom, two-bathroom? What's generally your avatar and why?
Yeah, three-bedroom house. I like a two-bathroom house, but it doesn't have to be. One and a half is okay. I'm actually way more – so the answer to the question is generic, a generic house, a typical house. I'm all about where more than what, okay? So, like, we talked about the opportunity zones last segment. I'm buying in the opportunity zones. I'm going to buy a typical house in the neighborhood. I don't have to find a steal because I found a situation, right? Like a market that's going to be elevated because of all the increased demand. I'm very big into watching an influx of new employment. I love Amazon, who sort of telegraphs all their moves. Amazon is growing all over the place, and there's so many plays. We could talk about that in another segment. There are so many plays, or whatever you want, that Amazon creates, because not just of their growth, and not just of the growth of their distribution centers or their corporate headquarters, but also in how they're changing the nature of retail and what that does to real estate. So I'm all about finding the where, and then I actually don't care that much about the what. Sounds crazy, but that's the way I do it.
Hey, that's fair. I don't think the what really matters. I do like three beds, two baths, but whatever's inside the house, it doesn't matter to me. The location,
a single family home,
does.
Though. Single family home is my favorite because like multifamily is great. Okay, there's other asset classes that work, but there's something special about single family, and that is that when the economy booms, home ownership increases, your home becomes more in demand and more valuable because of homeowners wanting it. If the economy goes the other direction, home ownership declines, your property gets more in demand for renters. And so you win either way. You've got good, no matter which way the wind blows in the economy, single family homes, because they have two purposes, a home for an occupant or a home for a tenant, you've got a fork in the road that's in front of you at all times.
That's right. Second question, Joshua from Albuquerque. That's a new one. We haven't gotten a question from New Mexico before. Question is, because funding is an issue for me, I'm interested in partnering on a deal, but I don't really know how to do that. Who should I approach? How do we split the costs? Do you have any advice for partnering on the acquisition and rehab of a property?
Yeah, so the first thing I would ask Josh or Joshua is, what value is he bringing to the situation? Meaning, which role is he going to play, right? So, for example, you've got the person who's going to find the deal, right? There are folks out there that have very well-developed systems and put a lot of energy in play to find the distressed situation, to find a bank-owned property, to find a property that somebody inherited and has not been repaired. And the person who inherited doesn't ever want to see it, doesn't care, just send me a wire, and I'll sell you the property for less than it's worth because I just inherited it. There are people that are behind on taxes. There are people that are going into foreclosure. They would love to be able to just get out and not deal with it. I'm not a big fan of finding somebody who's in a terribly desperate situation and trying to capitalize on it, because I think way too many people just have to try to repeat that too often. You wind up spending all your time trying to find pain and misery and then capitalize on it, which ends up, you know, being bad for your soul. But the first, back to the key, the first role is who's going to find the undermarket deal, okay? And I'll clarify, I'm not about that, but I know that people who do that, somebody has to find the undermarket deal. It's not going to be sitting on Zillow. Someone's got to go scratch and claw and find it. The second role maybe is the person who's going to do the rehab. So partnering with a actual construction company or contracting company that can fix the place at cost, do it very efficiently, take all the risk away of doing it poorly, unless, of course, you pick a bad partner and he does it poorly or she does it poorly. But the person who's going to fix the property super efficiently and super quickly can be a great partner, right?
So here's a question to piggyback on that. You said if you pick the partner, if you pick your proper partner properly, how do you know if you haven't done any deals whether or not this partner is a good one or a bad one?
Yeah, I guess you check them out. I mean, you do your research, right? If you're meeting somebody for the first time and you don't know them, you're taking a risk. So, like, take your time, right? The third category is the money man, all right? And them, if the check clears, that's all you really need to know about them, right? So you don't have to have a big background check on the money man if the money man has got the dough. And the partnership of the deal finder and the money man can work really well as long as the deal finder also knows how to get the place renovated quickly and on budget. So if he can control... Joshua can control finding the deal and turning it from a dilapidated house that's in distress to a pristine house that's either ready to be rented out or ready to be sold for a profit. Then there are people out there that have money that will say, and the economics get split up different ways, but for a lot of folks, it's, I'll put the $200,000 down and I want 40%, 60%, half of the upside. You find the deal, you run the deal, you turn it from closing A to closing B and a check, and I'll split the profits with you. That happens every day, but you got to be able to bring value to the transaction. If your idea is I'm going to get rich in real estate with none of my own money, none of my own expertise, but I have the idea of getting rich, you're not doing enough.
What if in this case, okay, so here's another kind of question. What if in this case Joshua said, all right, I want the majority of the deal, right? Because this is what's happening all across the country with new investors. I want the majority of the deal, and I want my operational partner to grab only 25%, right? I found the deal, I found the money, I found all of these things, but I've never done a deal before. I want to command the majority percentage. That's not really realistic.
Well, again, I would not have three partners. Okay, so in your example there, you talked about the guy found the deal, executed the deal, found the money, and he needs an operational partner. Just hire an operational partner in that situation. If you've got the opportunity and you've got the money, then you hire a contractor to fix the house up. Get somebody you can rely on. There you check references. There, that's very easy to pick a vendor who's not in the deal, okay? Now, if you put three partners in, you're adding exponential variable and risk to a situation that's just right. On personality conflict.
Yeah.
When you do that, so hire somebody you can fire or rehire. And then when it comes to the money, man, that's a case by case thing. If you're really good, like if you genuinely could find houses that are worth 200 grand and you can secure them for 160 and get them rehabbed for 15 and realize that gain, and somebody's willing to put the money down to have you do that and then let you keep half or majority, more power to you. The other alternative there is, listen, if you can find the construction guy and you're the deal finding guy and you've got some of the money, which it sounds like Josh does, funding's an issue. He needs to find a partner. The partner could be a hard money lender. That means somebody who's going to loan you the money short term. You better be good at your part, because if you don't find a good enough deal to make a spread and you don't have good construction, you could wind up losing money. And you know, those people want to get their money back in 6 months to a year. So that's another example of going to a third party vendor instead of a partner in the deal, but then they've got to get paid.
Yep. That is 110. Man, I love that you're answering these questions the exact same way I would answer these questions. I have nothing to add to that.
Genius. One of the great, great minds think alike, bro. Is that what they say?
I would think so. I like it. The only other thing that I would get in touch with Josh about is, listen, I mean, I understand that it's your first deal. There are a lot of numbers flying around, so make sure that your vocabulary is up to par, right? You understand what you're paying attention to. Well, you understand what you're looking at. You've driven around the neighborhood, and you've done your homework, right? It's not just here's the answer. Show me the homework. Show me what you've done, and then let's see what we can do to make this deal a successful one.
One last thing for Josh. The other alternative is put off your acquisitions for 2 years and go pick up a second job, pick up another way to earn money and stockpile your own resources so you can not need a partner. You can do it yourself.
100%. All right. So unfortunately, it looks like we have to end the show, which is terrible, right? Because I wish this was like a 2-hour thing. You and I could answer questions all day, but we can't and we don't have the time to anymore. So Think Realty Nation, that's it. Let me know if you have any questions. If you have questions for Greg, check him out, ownamerica.com. Have questions for me, thinkrealtyradio.com. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction has been swift and harsh to the General Motors announcement that it's laying off nearly 15,000 workers at five of its plants in the U.S. and Canada. Four of those in the U.S., but an auto workers union rep in Canada says
the reality is this is just a corporation, a greedy corporation, trying to make more money off of the backs of employees.
The automaker says it wants to focus now on building trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. President Trump says instead of closing factories, it should be working on just making vehicles people want to buy. Three U.S. service members are dead after an explosion in Afghanistan a short time ago. The NATO Resolute Support mission saying in a statement that three were killed and three others wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually gonna work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump making two stops yesterday in Mississippi, where today the state is holding a runoff for a U.S. Senate seat. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy.
And you see people coming up by the thousands. And frankly, if we didn't show them strength at a strong border, and nobody's shown a stronger border, if we didn't do that, you would have hundreds of thousands of people pouring into our country.
An update on the campfire in Northern California. As we reported yesterday, it is fully contained, but the death toll has now risen to 88. More than 200 people listed as missing, and that fire destroyed over 18,000 homes and other buildings. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top-brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Ohio is now the first state that will accept Bitcoin for tax payments. The state treasurer says they've launched OhioCrypto.com, a website where people can use cryptocurrency to pay. The state will charge a minimal fee to businesses using that method of payment. Bitcoin is currently the only currency accepted by the website. A federal judge is throwing out a lawsuit against President Trump's hotel near the White House. The judge yesterday dismissing that lawsuit that was filed last year by owners of the Cork Wine Bar, who claimed the Trump Hotel International has an unfair business advantage because it's affiliated with President Trump. They argue that Trump's influence made foreign leaders, lobbyists, and government officials more likely to book at his hotel. D.C. District Court Judge Richard Leon said in his ruling, quote, there are constitutional questions of profound weight and import lurking within this case. However, he added the restaurant owners failed to make a claim of unfair competition. And there aren't as many offices throwing holiday parties this season. A new survey, 35% it finds, of American companies will not be throwing an office holiday party. The cancellations this year, not due to the economy, rather, but researchers saying it's a response to the Me Too movement. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans.